talking about the Malacha of Hiksah and Yom Tov in case that there's no Erev, or the Erev is not up. So there is a Malacha of Hiksah applies to Yom Tov like it applies to Shabbos, with the Heter Lechol Nefesh, and the Heter of Nitoyah, that wants as much Lechol Nefesh as much of other purposes also. But we mentioned last time that there are some limitations which apply to Hiksah, like any of the Malachas and Yom Tov are limitations. There are limitations to the Malacha of Hiksah also. So you mentioned last, for example, we mentioned last week that it has to be something which you're going to use. It has to be something which is a valid Yom Tov need. So let's say a person takes his lulav and esek to shul. So he's allowed to carry his lulav and esek to shul even though there's no Erev because he needs it. He's walking to somebody's house for the Seder. He carries his kitzel with him. He carries his agada with him. He carries his matzahs with him to go to the Seder. Well, if the Seder is finished, he's walking back home. So the matzah he's going to use again, possibly that same Yom Tov day. You cannot carry him day number one for day number two. He's carrying his kitzel home. He's not going to use his kitzel again on that first day Yom Tov. He's carrying it home, so he should have it for the second night. He's carrying his agada home, he should have it for the second night. You cannot carry it on day one for day two. So you cannot carry your kitzel or your agada home, theoretically. You can wear your kitzel home, it's not called carrying. But to carry it home would be a problem. To carry the Haggadah home, so if you're going to use Haggadah by day to bench from or to learn from, etc., that'd be permitted. So to carry it home for no purpose at all except for the second night would not be permitted. There is a Heter, so if I tell you, I take my little message to shul, I can't carry it back home because I don't need it for the rest of the day. My person, it's a single guy, doesn't have his wife hangs in the shul, doesn't care for it in the shul, he doesn't need to carry it home for his wife. Why is he carrying it home? Well, if I have to leave my little Vanessa in shul, I wouldn't want to take my little Vanessa to shul to start with. Who knows what happened? My little Vanessa are very expensive, and I'm worried what's going to happen to that. Or take my mask to the daven with, I leave it in shul, it can get lost, people clean up, etc. So there's a heter by Yantav of Hitiru Soifai Mishun Tzilasa. That you're allowed to carry it back, because if you don't allow them to carry it back, you're not going to carry it there to start with. That ends up being a valid Yantav need. So that is permitted. So theoretically, if a person was worried what's going to happen, however, there is an interesting point. On the way home, he stops by his in-laws for the Suda. Now it's in a safe place. He has no hesitation to carry it from his in-laws back to his house. Because now it's safe. He's not worried about it anymore. So next morning, he'll have to knock at his in-laws' door on the way to the shul to pick it up. He really shouldn't be carrying it home afterwards. Another area which comes up a halacha. Let's say I have a key which I need to carry. I'm allowed to carry it for Yom Tov. I need the key to my house, like locking my house. There's nobody at home to open the door for me. I can carry the key on Yom Tov even though there's no Erev. My key ring has other keys on it besides. So Marshall holds that's not mutter. You only carry the key, something you have a potential to use. So we mentioned last week, a person carry a box of tissues. I'm allowed to carry more tissues than I need. A box of diapers for my child. I can use any one of those diapers. That's okay. But something which I will definitely not be using, the key to somewhere else, I cannot take with me. I have to take that off the ring beforehand, according to Mersha. I'll just place it in my mouth, but that's what Mersha holds. Another area which is important to discuss, by Yosef, is a law of Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. It's only permitted if it's something which has a standard usage. It's used by most people. Most people have this need. We spoke about regards to smoking last week. What about carrying medication on Yosef outside of an area? So the Mishnah Berurah passes that that's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and therefore the person cannot carry medication outside of an Erev on Yom Tov. It's not called caring for usage which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. We mentioned last week the Pnei Yeshua said that was used called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Now we looked according to Pnei Yeshua, the Mishnah Berurah passes not like that. The person, unless he has a life-threatening need, but the person does not have a life-threatening need, he wants to keep something in his pocket in case he needs it, etc. So on the first day Yom Tov, he cannot carry it. On the second day Yom Tov, it's mutter, taking medication is mutter on the second day Yom Tov, etc. On the first day Yom Tov, it's going to be prohibited to carry that outside of an area. Okay, have a good morning.